Yes, I do.
Yeah, walk on. I know. You know, no scholarship.
And you had a couple of those.
Well, a number, and that's the key. Mike Knuble, you know, played more games than anybody in the University of Michigan history in the National Hockey League, and he was basically two schools recruited himself.
The goaltender that you had down there. I can't think of the name.
Oh, Marty Turco, or
no, came in as a walk on.
Anyhow. No, there's a number of them. Yeah. But anyway, and we have some here too. So it's really the player you get, and I don't concern myself too much as long as we're getting players who are going to come into our system. And we've got some really good ones. If you look at a couple of guys we have playing in different leagues, I think they're as good as any players in the league they're in currently.
Now that you've been on the ice with the team, Coach, do you think this team overall is as good as last year's team?
That's a good question. Too early to tell. Haven't really been on the ice enough with them. Haven't seen a lot of different things. You know, we haven't played any games yet, but it has a chance to be as good, if not better. And that's, this team will have a chance to win every night. And that's all you can ask out of any team. Do you have the right pieces in place to beat anybody on any given night? And we do. So that's the bottom line, and we'll just see how many of those nights that we can beat that team that we have a chance to beat.
You've kind of already answered this question, but do you think the league race will be closer than last year, this year?
Closer. You know, that's a good question. I mean, at the end there, Minnesota State and ourselves were sort of pulling away. I do. I think the league is going to be much tighter from top to bottom. I really do. So maybe – You have four or five teams have a chance maybe to win first place. A lot goes into your scheduling, you know, where you're playing, who you're playing where. Are you playing this team four times? We only play Minnesota State two times. Is that good or bad? Sometimes I'd rather play them four times because you get the points, but, you know, you only get them twice. You know, Bowling Green, we play four times. So it's interesting. A lot goes into the scheduling, too, and where you're playing those teams. So, but I think – just given what I know and the players that people have returning, I think it's going to be a much tighter league. You're not going to see the separation. You sort of had three clusters last year. I think this year it's going to be one big cluster.
Yeah.
So it's going to be exciting every night.
Well, in Fairbanks, there's
going to be a lot of scoreboard watching near the end of the season, the last 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah. So. Well, and Alaska too. Not
correct.
You know, that's going to. I think that's really going to change the way they approach this season too, knowing that they. You know, really kind of got stiffed last year.
Well,
know?
they couldn't play in any postseason, and I think they ended up fourth. They would have been fourth in our league and hosted, and, you know, and who knows how high they could have been with everything going on. I think Dallas Ferguson did a tremendous job keeping things together there, given the circumstances last year. So, and they're going to have a good team again this year. They get Tyler Morley, who is voted preseason player of the year, you know, and that's the other thing. We had some players this year get some recognition around the league from the media and the different coaches, and that's a good thing. You know, we had three people get mentioned on the first team, Patan, Jamie Phillips. Shane Hanna starting to get the recognition he deserves as, you know, I think being one of the best defensemen in the league.
Who tested the best in physical testing this fall, Coach, and who will quarterback the power play this year?
Who will quarterback? Well, we've got some some choices on the power play. I guess I'll handle that one first.
Who will be starting against Ferris State?
Who the goalie? Who's the goalie going to be? So I'll take suggestions on that one. But, you know, we've got a couple guys. I think first two guys that pop into mind, Shane Hanna and Mark Ocker, are both left-handed defensemen, very gifted offensively, very creative. They're two people that come right to mind that'll quarterback that. And then you got guys like Alex Patan and Malcolm Gould, who, you know, are goal scorers, but at the same time can make good plays. A couple of freshmen, Boeing and Lucchini, I think, have some good skill and have a good offensive instincts and flair. So then you got guys like Reed Sterls and, you know, Joel Esperance, you know, Tyler Hainan in front of the net, big strong bodies, guys who battle pretty hard. So we got a number of guys. So, but getting back to the original point was, I think Shane Hanna and Mark Ock will be two guys who maybe they'll be on the same unit, maybe they'll be on different units, but they can quarterback that and settle things down and control it.
What about the physical testing, Coach? Who came in the best shape, but of everybody that came in really well?
The best shape? You know, we had a number of guys. I thought Brent Baltus did an excellent job. I talked about him a lot, and he stayed up here. He stayed up here and got a lot of the training in with Tyler, you know, and I think he did a phenomenal job. But when you go down the lineup, you know, we had – overall, the testing was great, but I think Balt's just from where he used to be to where he is now has really made tremendous strides.
Has there been any progress in the league-wide TV package, and have you been able to look at the new streaming service?
I have not looked at the new streaming service yet. I've heard a lot of good things about it, and a lot of people talk to me about it. So I guess our inter-squad game is supposedly going to be streamed, Dirk. We'll have to check on that, but I guess check our website. But someone told me yesterday, just called me from somewhere and said, yeah, I heard the league's going to, you know, the inter-squad game will be up and running. I don't know that for a fact, but we can check on it. But
yeah.
As far as, you know, the streaming goes, I you know, hopefully the quality is going to be good, and people get a good quality picture and whatnot. So second part of the question was the TV package.
Yeah, the TV package.
Yeah. We do not have a league-wide TV package. We do have a possibility to get some games on a network. We're in the running for one of those games. I think they're talking about, you know, 3 to 5 games that we'll be on with this network, and we're hoping to be one of those teams surrounding our Winter Carnival games. Obviously, the two Northern games will be on. You know, when you play in the Great Lakes tournament, those games will be on. I think one of the Michigan State, maybe not both of them, might be on when we play at Michigan State, which is a Saturday, Sunday now. So, so hopefully we'll be on TV somewhere between, you know, half dozen to 10 times this year.
Have you heard the times of those Michigan State games yet? I understand that the Sunday one will be at 4 o'clock.
Sunday will be at 4 o'clock. The reason we moved those games is they have a basketball game Friday night at Michigan State, and then Saturday they have Ohio State football. Now, but that is in Columbus, but they wanted, I guess, you know, their fans will probably watch that game. It could be a huge game, so we'll either play, I believe, at 4 o'clock or 7 o'clock on Saturday.
Do you have a preference on that?
I don't. It doesn't really matter to me. I mean, you know, we're going to be in there. We're all business. I mean, I hope their players are all watching the game and getting all wired and whatnot and focused on that, and we'll go in there and play hockey.
All right, we'll take a break. More questions coming in, I believe, yes, and we'll have more of that, plus more of the Mel Pearson Show right here on Mix 93 WKMJ.
The Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore Dress for Success Sale is now on. Take 20 to 50% off women's and men's career apparel, such as suits, sport coats, slacks, shirts, blouses, ties, shoes, winter coats, and more. Tailoring is available, so come on in and be perfectly fitted at the Dress for Success Shop. Hours are 8 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon, Monday through Friday, noon till 4 Saturday, with the public always welcome. Sale ends October 2nd.
Hot deals continue at Bucko's Party Store in Calumet. All 15 packs and 18 packs of beer are on sale. Pepsi 12 packs of cans, 2 for $9. All Coke and 7-Up 2-liter products are 4 for $5. Nice ice prices, too. 4 bags, $5. Mountain Dew 20 ounces, 2 for $2.22. Things are cooling down, so don't forget to stay warm with Keweenaw Alpaca Gear. Deer hunting season right around the corner. Now's the time to pick up your ORV and DNR licenses at Bucko's Party Store. All sales do not include taxes and deposits at Bucko's Party Store, Calumet.
Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have a $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room. The smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family. With pediatric dentist Sarah Matlock, Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, and Joe Strong can give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles, Family Dentistry in Hancock. Call today for your superior smile. 482-3621.
Are you frustrated with the rising cost of insurance? Hi, I'm Jeff Mickish of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. Whether you are single, married, have a house full of kids, are retired, and aging gracefully, whatever your situation, we can help put together an insurance package that both fits your budget and provides the insurance protection you need and deserve. As an independent agency that represents many insurance companies, the Turvo Agency offers more choices, more options, more security, more peace of mind. Give me, Jeff Mickish, or agents Bob Franti or Teresa Stahoviak a call and put the Turvo Agency to work for you.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. Coach is in our studio today, and
Dirk, by the way, sort of cut you off, but did you see they had almost a good foot of snow in Fairbanks this weekend?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, everybody's excited up there for the hockey. They had their inter-squad game last weekend because they can start earlier than weekend, but I just wanted to throw that out, so it's coming. It's getting the hockey season.
We've talked about this. What is the rationale behind them allowed to start early?
Nobody knows.
Okay.
Both Alaska schools can start basically 2 weeks earlier than us on the ice with regular practice. So so when they start, they're usually a little bit further ahead along the way.
I wonder if it has anything to do with knowing that they have to, there's many, they have all these days off. That